Hello.
Hello.
This is DJ Paprika, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Also, Miranda's here.
Also, Miranda is here. This is Phonomancers Anonymous, your weekly dose of me.
And me.
And and Miranda. Still getting used to this.
Of us.
Still getting used to us. Miranda, what's one word of advice that you have to our listeners? Just one word.
Love.
Thank you so much.
What's one word of advice that you have? Priyanka, or DJ Paprika, sorry.
Laugh.
Oh,
what's another word?
Live.
Thank you.
Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love. The trifecta. What's the...
Because people always say, do you have a word of advice?
Yeah.
But I said one word of advice.
One word of advice.
But what's the difference? Who knows?
Yeah, because it doesn't one word just say
a
everything.
A word, one word.
One word.
A word is a word. So a single word.
I mean, when people get up to make a speech, it's like they're going to say a few words, you know?
A
they're
few
never just
words.
Like, I'm going to say a word, because that doesn't make any sense.
But when you say a word of advice, it means more than one word.
Right. Why isn't it a few words of advice? Because I feel like that would mean multiple pieces of advice, which is usually not what people mean.
Mm-hmm. Moral of the story, language is stupid.
Moral of the story.
No, but actually it's really important because we have to communicate with each other.
Yeah, we love language here on Phonomancers Anonymous.
We do, but only how we like it.
Yeah.
Not how other people try to make us like it.
True. What's the best thing you ate this week?
So I took a plane this weekend because I was away, and I at the airport I sat in this very fancy booth, and I had an iPad, and I could click on what I wanted to order from the iPad, and then a human being came over and brought me what I wanted. Now the actual food that I received was not the best thing I ate this week, but it was the experience that really made my day.
An iPad. Can I tell you, when I came back from my travels this semester, we were in the Houston airport, and we thought that the United States had been taken over by robots and iPads because we were in like the what airline did we take? I guess it was United. The terminal, and it was completely empty because it was like 5 a.m. and at every restaurant and bar even had an iPad there.
Yes.
And nothing. It was like an iPad and then like a plate and napkins. Like it was the wildest thing.
It's a new airport thing, I think.
To have iPads.
I think it speeds up your service.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you have to only like 15 minutes to like make your flight or something.
It was like WALL-E. It was like what everyone warned us about in 2008.
Eve.
Yeah.
That's his girlfriend.
Yeah, but no robots are falling in love in this scenario.
No, they're tearing things apart.
Or maybe humans are falling in love with robots.
Oh.
Mm.
Catch us next week with the sequel of humans falling in love with robots.
Yeah.
We're not falling in love with robots. We're unhappy about it.
Yeah. We're not, more like just devices. Not just because robots aren't really that.
I don't know enough devices. About robots.
What? Anyway, millennials. Did we want to say something about Camila Cabello?
Yes, we did.
What do you have to say?
So, this week, I put my Spotify on like shuffle play the pop music of the day.
Right.
And of course, naturally, Taylor Swift came up, and I pressed next, and then the next song to come up was this song that we are about to play for you all by Camila Cabello, who is a traitor. And she left, you know, Fifth Harmony last year. And
we had a little session about that on our last radio
we
show
did.
Of 2016.
Yes.
Yeah, because that was
before
like 2 days.
Before you went abroad.
Stop. 2 days after this whole thing went down, and the iPhone notes were on Instagram, and everyone on Twitter was shaking.
I was shaking
when Camila left Fifth Harmony.
Right. And
but
so
after that, she's been putting out songs. I haven't
been like
liked
mediocre,
any of them.
Honestly.
They've been mediocre.
But this
song. And it
song,
was very anticlimactic.
Climactic?
Climatic. Everyone says climatic.
Okay. It's not climactic. It's climatic.
You're right.
You're right. I'm wrong. Oh, great. God. Anyway, so she came out with this new song, and at first I was like jamming so much to it, and then I look and I see that it's her. No, I didn't know.
Because her voice sounds different in every song.
Yeah, because there's a different auto-tune filter that they use.
Yeah.
But you know what? I can't even, you know, shit on her anymore because this song is just like the best song I ever heard.
Yeah.
It's like such a jam. It's not the best song I ever heard. It's a jam.
It's with, what's it called?
Havana.
Yeah. It's with Young Thug.
Yes. He's also so good in it.
I didn't listen far enough to hear him on the song.
They're such a
duo.
But
I concluded that it was a jam like 35 seconds in.
Also, aside from his bit, the whole song has maybe 10 lyrics.
Yeah. It just repeats.
10 words.
Which is great. And I can't wait for the remix, right? Because that's...
Yes.
It lends itself so well to the eventual party remix.
Yeah. Well, we're sad about Fifth Harmony not being Fourth Harmony, but also...
Yeah.
This new jam is just like
the song of the... Also, maybe we can play some Fifth Harmony later to like balance this out, you know, just to like...
Why yes, do you look so yes, okay. I agree.
Okay. Miranda just gave me the blankest look ever. Like she forgot what
I was just thinking about.
Oh, that was a thoughtful look.
Maybe.
Okay. Shall we go into this song and then maybe off the air we can discuss?
Absolutely.
Great. Enjoy new Camila Cabello song, Havana. Oh, also what I just played was The Answer by Night Jewel. So that was the first song you heard.
It's beautiful.
And this is the second song. Enjoy.
Hello.
Hi. Sorry, I was distracted. We're both on air.
That sounds great. Hi.
Miranda was trying to tell me how to do my job.
Well, that's because the second mic is on. It's on the button there.
But it wasn't, yeah.
Okay,
thank you, though.
I'm sorry.
No, you're doing great. That was a good point that you
made. That moment said a lot about our relationship.
You're right.
Miranda's telling Priyanka what to do, and Priyanka's confused.
We were just talking about
that
how, but in the break we were talking about how that we're such an interesting pair of friends.
Yes, and you can really tell by the music.
By the music, mm-hmm. It really encapsulates that. So pay attention, and you can psychoanalyze us at a later date.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like we're getting a call.
Oh, unexpected.
I do that voice every time. It's really awful.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to Photomancers Anonymous. This is DJ Paprika. And
can
you
play
are...
a tune?
Who is this?
Can you play a tune?
Can we
Absolutely.
Play a tune? Yeah, we're here to play tunes.
You can play a tune, okay. This is kind of an indie group, Grey, G-R-E-Y-E.
G-R-E-Y-E.
My name's Rob.
Hi,
Hello,
Rob.
How are you today?
Good, yeah.
Thanks for calling.
I know the guy that DJ on weekends. He's in the Appalachian Mountain Club. I don't know if you know his name, but he said, call in. I can't find him on the website, so I just called in.
Oh awesome. You got us.
Yeah.
I got you guys. I'll let me get in my request, and maybe someone can help me find the fellow that I meet up on hikes. We've had the same conversation about how he works at Tufts in the radio station on weekends.
Oh, my gosh.
Send in your request for Gray. So, Gray, you go to graymusic.com.
Oh, I'm on Gray Music.
G-R-E-Y-E.
Uh-huh.
I found them. Are they a local band or?
They're from Daytona.
Daytona.
Florida.
Is there a particular song you would like us to play by them?
Tell a Little Lie.
Tell a Little Lie. Okay.
It's on the CD release called The Warrior.
Okay. I will do my best to play that song within the hour. Thanks, Rob.
Your name is again?
Oh, I'm DJ Paprika.
DJ Paprika.
Yes, that is me.
Great.
This is my show.
Hey, DJ Paprika. I'm looking on the website here. Yeah, I guess. Okay, so the guy that I'm trying to find, I don't know, are you on the air now? I don't want to hold you up.
Yeah, we are on the air, and so are you, Rob.
Yeah, we're all on the air. This is great. Don't worry about
it. I'm on the air.
Yes, you are.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen now. Well, I won't listen now because it'll screw things up, but...
That's
right,
true.
So, DJ Gray, I found Gray, the band Gray. I'm sort of an amateur booking agent. And I found them a gig.
Amazing.
In Fort Myers. They're a friend of mine's friend is the drummer and arranger of the music. I mean, he's my contemporary, from the Stone Age. But the kids in the band, they're like in their early 20s, 21, you know. They're
cool.
They're playing. I got them a gig in. They're playing in the Patio de Leon in Fort Myers on the 21st. They're playing in Not Lachey at Maselli's on the 20th, the night before.
Amazing.
And they're awesome band, and they need some appreciation.
All right.
They're very tight. They're refined. Mm. It's a different kind of music. This isn't easy listening music. In other words, I can't work by this music. Jazz, I can sit and work.
Does it make you want to dance? Is that what it
party.
Is?
Party, yes.
It's nice. Party music. Oh, we love party music. So listen, Rob, we will play this song within the hour. And
yeah, and you can listen once you get off the phone, and then it'll be great.
It'll be on. And then you can listen back to this show
later
on the WMFO website later if you find the show Phonomancers Anonymous with DJ Paprika. And
I listen within the hour.
Absolutely, yes.
All right.
Good talking, Rob.
Nice talking to you.
Great.
All right, bye bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
Take care. Hey, you don't know the guy that's on weekends, though, do you?
I do not. I'm sorry.
I could see. No, I actually couldn't.
Definitely find it on the WMFO website.
If you go on the schedule.
You'll find everything.
You will find everything.
All right. Oh, okay. I'll find it.
Absolutely.
Hey, great. Thanks a lot, DJ.
All right.
Thanks, Rob.
Goodbye, Rob.
Bye.
Thanks a lot.
Have a good day. Here we are.
Here we
back.
Are. Back. Back without Rob. But what a guy.
Anyway, so where were we?
We had just finished listening to Mas Isa, that was a new song off his new EP called Untitled. Bold move, I know. That was Appeal to the Panic. How are you feeling, Miranda?
I feel shook.
Yeah, and what? How? Let's.
I just feel excited
debrief.
About the weather, about the day.
Yeah.
So.
I mean the theme for this show. The theme for this show is what I told Miranda yesterday in a text. Miranda was like, what's the theme? And I was like, I don't know. And then I listened to this song and I was like, oh, the theme is fall and catharsis, because that's what that song makes me feel.
Yeah. And then so the thing that we were talking about before was how Priyanka and I are kind of an interesting combination, and how you can really tell us, you can really tell by the music that we pick, right? So for me, I'm kind of more like just random, like, hey, like, let's play this song that I like. Mm-hmm. And Priyanka's like super like, Priyanka has like basically really cool music taste, and I like really basic, you know.
Oh, come on.
Or like old,
but like
oldie.
Phonomancers Anonymous isn't about being cool. It's about just like showing, doing what we love, yeah, and playing the songs that we love. And I've done weird stuff on here before too. Like, it's
her lifting me up.
Yeah, like we can play whatever we want as long as it makes us feel something about something, and it can be as cheesy or apparently not cool as we want it to.
Yes, so that's why.
That's why.
Upcoming next.
Upcoming
is
next.
Next is the song. Oh, okay. Wait.
Yeah.
When I think of the fall, yeah, and when I think of catharsis, I think of this song, which is called "Evergreen" by Barbra Streisand from the movie.
It's from A Star Is Born.
A Star Is Born, which actually, there's a remake of this movie coming out with Lady Gaga and Bradley
Cooper.
Okay. And who knows?
I didn't know it was a remake.
It is a remake. And also, Barbra Streisand's movie was a remake of an earlier movie with Judy Garland.
Wow.
You know, Summer Over
the
Rainbow. The lineage. I know. Judy Garland, Barbra Streisand, Lady Gaga. Wow. They are all reincarnations of each other.
Yeah.
So we go from, what's his name?
Mas Isa
to Barbra Streisand.
Yeah.
And that's all you need to know about DJ Paprika and me.
And also the world.
As an easy chair, love fresh as the morning air, warm love that is shared by two.
Hi.
We're back.
Usually, keep going.
Usually we have a 2-song break.
Yeah.
And now we had a 1-song break. So we're really trying to switch it up on you all today.
Switch it up on you all. Sorry, I just think everything you're saying right now is so funny.
I had noticed. Well, that was
upcoming next.
That was Evergreen by Barbra Streisand from A Star Is Born. We already introduced that, but
yeah,
that song just gets me every time.
Wait, why does it get you?
I think it's the common, well, first of all, Barbara Streisand wrote the music to that song.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
And she won like a huge, I don't know what award exactly she won for it, but I'm pretty sure she won like a Grammy or something for it, because it's just the best song ever.
Yeah.
And it's just so true that love is ageless and evergreen.
Okay, this time another person's calling. Miranda, you have to go, right?
I want to know who's on the phone.
You
want to
know? Okay, and this time I'm going to tell them that they're on the air, okay?
Okay.
Ring, ring, hello. This is DJ Paprika, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFU Medford, Tufts Reform Radio.
You're on the air.
Ring, ring, hello. This is Ethan
Shug
in Washington, D.C.
Oh, my God, Ethan. Hi.
What's up?
What is up?
In.
Okay, listeners, this is the Ethan you've all been waiting for.
Hello, Ethan.
Yeah. Oh my God, you guys
Hi,
are
Miranda.
Talking.
Priyanka picked up that phone so bitterly.
What did she?
Because I was mad at myself for not telling Bob that we were on the air, just because it was
Rob.
Yeah, that seems like the kind of thing that you should disclose at the jump.
Yeah, I just get flustered every time someone calls. But
did I flustered you? I apologize.
No, oh, that was amazing. We were so happy to hear your voice. Yeah. Are you going for a walk?
Yeah. I'm on the roof of my building right now.
You are? Can you describe the view? But also, like, what did you... if you called for something else, feel free to say those things.
Oh, I called... I was going to request, like, the worst song that I could think of.
Please.
Again... following form from the last time, I would like to hear Locomotion by Kylie Minogue.
It's another awful. Kylie Minogue song.
I feel like that's my theme lately.
Yeah. I mean, last time Ethan told me afterwards that he didn't realize how bad the song was that we played for him.
But now he specifically picked a bad song.
But now it's become
song,
a thing.
So he couldn't be...
You know what? I'm into it.
Wait. Actually, no. Never mind.
Okay, we're going to do Locomotion by Kylie.
Do you want to tell us about the view real quick?
Yeah.
About the view? Okay, yeah. It's very overcast, very cloudy. A shroud of darkness is covering the dark District of Columbia that is already dark.
Seems
yeah,
bleak
windy,
down in D.C.
Misty.
Yeah.
It's very bleak.
Damn.
Very bleak.
For some reason, I was imagining like a sunset with blue skies.
No, normally... Priyanka can show you.
I have pics.
That I
yeah.
send all the time.
I've gotten dispatches from the roof.
Yeah.
Props to you for being up
like
there. Yeah.
Oh yeah. We have fall break tomorrow, so I'm like living my life.
Yeah. What are you doing? Just not going to class or?
I'm going home, man.
Oh, you are.
Wow.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't sound that excited.
No, it'll be fine. Also, you don't actually have to play Locomotion. I just listened to it today, and the part where it's like you can pop Skippy is like really cool. That's all.
Okay, I will play Locomotion, and I will play the band that Rob requested because I do everything for my fans. Also, Miranda has to go, so
I
she's going
to
say bye.
Bye, Ethan.
Oh, bye, Miranda.
And bye, this radio show. Have a nice day and life.
Okay, bye.
Not yours.
A grateful, graceful exit.
Bye.
Very, very. Oh my God, you can hear her leaving. Wow.
Yeah, it's a truly surround sound experience.
It's really, I don't have a word for it right now. It's so powerful.
It's, thank you. I mean.
Yeah. Oh, I can see the Watergate. That's interesting.
Oh, the hotel?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Wow, you're really living that DC life.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I'll let you get off the horn and back to your show.
Off the horn?
The horn, yeah.
Okay. Here we are, getting off the horn. Okay,
right,
thanks
later.
For calling. I'm so happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was a packed 30 minutes. We got Barbara Streisand, we got Rob, we got Ethan. And now we're going to get some... I think I'm going to play some Half Waif. So enjoy. This is Frostburn. And it should be happening. Okay, bye.
Burns off a river, and I am living here to see it. I had a dream. And
protected. It can be so hard to forgive. It's not what I thought, and it's not what I pictured when I was imagining my man. You are so nervous all of the time, living the classics. I don't have the wish to go back.
That was Aldous Harding, Imagining My Man. That record came out this year called Party, and it's so good. It's so emotional. I had to shy away from the sadder songs on there because of Fallen Catharsis, but if you really want to get into your feelings, you should listen to that. And then I think I'm just going to go for it and play Grey, G-R-E-Y, because Rob wants me to. So here's Tell a Little Lie. I haven't heard this one before, ever, but because Phonomancer's Anonymous belongs just as much to the people as it does to me, I'm just going to go for it.
This is
That was The Strokes, 1251. Before that, Kalela with Altadena from her new album, Take Me Apart, which took me apart this week. Oh, God. It's really good. You should listen to it. And that was the last song in the album, but there's really some jams in there earlier in the album, so you should do that. And before that, Kylie Minogue with Locomotion, which was a request from Ethan. If you missed that, looking forward to what Kylie Minogue song Ethan will request next week on Phonomancers Anonymous. Tune in, also, because there are only 4 minutes, 3 minutes on the dot left in this broadcast. Thank you so much for joining me. This is DJ Paprika, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is EMA. In the new album that came out this year, this summer, I believe, Blood and Chalk. I hope that you have a great beginning. Feels like the beginning. It's not really a fall. You know, don't get the flu. Get a flu shot if you can. And here, enjoy. Have a great week. Bye.
Judge me and